Get the record program started. Aha, is it? Yeah, there it is. Okay, great. I just want to see something. Am I to believe that the Cub-Reds game is still on? Fuck no, it's not. What is this? What are they doing? They're showing, this is highlights, Jack. Angels are on, and the Mets and the Diamondbacks are on. I think that's it. Braves, Mariners. This isn't fucking Braves, Mariners. This is in Atlanta? What inning is this piece of shit? Bottom of the first. How's that fucking possible? It's 11:30 in Atlanta. What? Man, I don't get that. No, no. Braves, Mariners, bottom of the first. Braves are up. This has got to be taped then. It can't possibly be a live game. Let me go back to my top of the fifth, Arizona and New Mexico. Or Arizona, New Mexico. Arizona and the New York Mets. All right. Okay, so that's... What the fuck is this? I don't know, man. That's not, like... No, I don't want that. Get out of here, fuckers. I have a TV here that's really causing me some problems. it is now displaying a, let's say, is this original format? Is that what I want? Well, I don't know, man. Native screen format and bar color manage programs that don't fit the frame of your TV. Oh, they fit the frame of the fucking TV. Look at your bullshit. So I guess the Diamondback Met game, which the Mets were at home, so that doesn't make any sense. Hey, come on, man. Let's go. Fuck off. So on Friday, we're going to be, sizing our new studio for moving equipment. Nothing's going to change.
Nothing will change. You won't have to worry about a thing on your end of things.
Yeah, these games are over. Red Sox, Indians. Here's the Mets, Diamondbacks. Where's the goddamn Ranger game then, okay? Give me that. Oh, this is it. The Ranger game's here. Huh. I don't know. I'm really not really clear on what I'm looking at here. I imagine all the games are over with, except for West Coast games. So Braves, Astros, Nationals, Astros. That game may still be on, but they're 2 hours ahead of us, so it's 10:30 at night in Houston. I imagine that game's over. I don't know. Let me see. Can't tell. I can't fucking tell. Fuck it. Rockies and Royals, White Sox, Cardinals. None of these games look like West Coast. Angels, yes, that game. Here, Brewers and Giants. Now you're talking, Jack. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This would be a good game, too. Brewers in second place in the Central Division. Giants suck, but hey, it's the bottom of the fourth. Bottom of the fourth, okay. Bottom of the third in L.A., in Anaheim. Bottom of the fourth in San Francisco. I guess they started at a different time, but I find it interesting, don't you? Anyway, that's the fan. You're hearing the fan. Yes, you are. You're hearing the fan. Yes, you are. You're hearing the fan. Jesus Christ. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2. 4 countries in 10 days. Maria's sending me these things for my birthday. On this 12-day, 4-city vacation, she's down with this. Her and Catherine, they go on these trips that are nuts. 2 nights of accommodations at Cassidy's Hotel in Dublin. 3 nights of accommodations at Ibis London Wembley. My Place Hotel, I have no idea these hotels. Dutch Design Hotel in Artemis. The Comfort Lamarck in Paris. What a guess.
Better go at one of these.
I wish I could figure a way to do, well, I could just save the videos and transfer them and you know, save the videos and then just upload them when I get, you know, home. Or let that be the daily show. Steerike. 2-1 Milwaukee, bottom of the fourth. 1-0 Angels, bottom of the third. Angels like 12 games behind fucking Houston, and I think they're tied with Minnesota for the wild card? No. What? No. I think the Yankees are in the wild card's position. I think the Angels are like racing with Minnesota for, I have no idea. Do they have, how many wild cards are in baseball? 1, 2? I don't know. All right, dude. Notepad. Fuck, I'm gonna have to hustle with the editing on this piece of shit tonight, too. GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore said he doesn't believe Obama is a natural. Listen to this. CNN host Brian Stelter has faced criticism for revealing that his colleagues in the mainstream media regularly discuss whether President Trump is mentally fit to hold office. During Sunday's edition of Reliable Sources, Stelter said such conversations were happening in newsrooms and TV studios in the wake of Trump's response to the previous weekend's violence between white nationalists and counter-protesters. Usually after the microphones are off or after the stories are filed, after the paper's been put to bed, people's concerns and fears and questions come out, Stelter said. Questions like these: is the President of the United States a racist? Is he suffering from some kind of illness? Stelter's segment was met with a furious response from social media users, including Fox News' Geraldo Rivera. Stelter answered Rivera that he'd never called Trump a mental case and doubled down on his original claim, saying some journos and many other folks are worried about Trump's fitness. And that's a fact. Undeterred, Rivera said Stelter had inadvertently revealed the network's rotten bias by going a bridge too far. Led by Stelter, a former New York Times reporter, Reliable Sources has emerged as a determined anti-Trump presence, both over the airwaves of social media. Former Washington Post reporter Carl Bernstein, for guests, used the program platform to. On at least one occasion last year, the Watergate reporter described Trump as a neo-fascist sociopath. Another frequent guest, liberal historian Douglas Brinkley, said Trump was a sick man in the White House. Look, we all know Trump is a neon billboard for, you know, overt narcissism, malignant self-love. We've all known that. He's not mentally stable. And Dana Loesch, one of the dumber people in talk radio, we can't refuse to acknowledge history. No, you don't have to refuse. You take the statues and you put them in a museum, but you don't have them in front of courthouses. You don't have them in front of state houses. You don't have them out on the street as if they are something to be revered. Because that's what you do with statues when you put them out in public. Aha, there's a great man. That's what we do. We don't put people that we hate on statues in public, out on the street, in front of courthouses and state houses, and say, here's a guy whose guts I hate. Here's a guy that represented narcissism and racism. You know, these are acknowledged things, I think. Thousands of protesters flocked to Trump's speech. Head of Navy 7th Fleet to be relieved duty after second deadly mishap. I got to tell you something, man. This is the Navy thing. It's really five things to watch. Let me see. Go over to my Reliable Twitter here and find out what my characters have been talking about. That's what I do. Coach Dozier. Sun's getting blocked. Sir Al Roker is today's Shirley Temple. They dance and sing. We pinch their cheeks. And when the camera's off, we don't care whether they live or die. Sorry. Bobby Dooley says, I get dirty looks at the CCNRs. You're not allowed to give me a dirty look. I think that's not a bad idea. Now, the big story for Margaret and for Bobby would be this Louise Linton. Is Village Voice going out of business? Let's see. I like this. Laura. What's her name? Laura Linton? Louise Linton. I think Bubby calls Trump Mr. President.
I think Mr. I'd like to say to Mr. President.
Mr. You mean President Trump?
Yes, he's Mr. Isn't he Mr. President?
Yes, he is Mr. President, but we call him, you know, President Trump.
Well, I'm going to call him Mr. President. I think it's very respectful. Mr. President, you know, yeah, I was talking to Steve the other day about Mr. President.
Feels like a kid's show host. What am I doing here, man? It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. That's not Harry Chapin. What the fuck is this? Oh. All right. We tagged how she bought them. Oh, my God. This is heavy. No, man. No. Undo. This is what I want. Oh, no. Not Bobby Dooley. Wait. Phil Hendry. Bobby Dooley. Phil Hendry. B-O-B-B-I-E-D-O-O-L-E-Y. Bobby Dooley. Mm-hmm. Ding, 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 ding. And then ding, and then finally, ding. Yeah, you don't want to be retweeting that, Bobby. Then we go ding, da-da-ding, ding. Wait, come on, do what I want you to do. Well, here, 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 here. When I'm stoned, ding-doodle-doo, I needed one more fare to make my night. Oh, shit. Let's see. I want to see this here. No, you fool. Yeah. So I want to find the character. Character list. Here it is. Character list.
Phil, this is Bob Green. And, you know, it's great to be with you. It's great to be with all of the people here. I don't know, Phil, whether it's, you know, whether it's going to be a you know, I just don't know whether it's, you know, but I do believe that with all of my heart, Phil, and of all of my soul and all of my heart, I believe with all of my soul and all of my heart, Phil, that it's a great thing, and you can't do anything about it. Blow me.
What do you mean, blow you?
Just what I said, blow me.
Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3. Now, so, here's my other notes here. Tell notes here. The Brewers, I understand the Brewers. This is how much I follow baseball, which is not at all, you know, not at least the last few years. I had no idea that the Astros were in the American League since 2013. I had no fucking clue. So obviously I don't follow baseball. And I'm late to the game with this opinion, but I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. Just curious to me that Houston moved over to the American League, given the fact that they don't really have any American League, except for the fact that it would make them a natural rival with the Texas Rangers, so okay, I understand. Milwaukee, I get it, because the Braves were in National League, they were in the Milwaukee market for quite a number of years, not as long as they've been in Atlanta, but, because Atlanta, Christ, they've been there over 50 years now, haven't they? But, you know, they moved there in the early 50s from Boston. And Milwaukee, they won a few. I think they won a World Series while they were in Milwaukee. And had Eddie Matthews, Hank Aaron. They had Warren Spahn. You know, it's a good Milwaukee Brave teams. So I get Milwaukee being a National League city. Jesus, these guys are ugly. The three guys that are doing this Angel game, and they all weigh 800 pounds. And of course I shouldn't talk, but, having battled that myself, so the Milwaukee Braves. Yeah. And so it makes sense, but I couldn't figure out the Houston move to the American League. And I realized, oh, it would give the Texas Rangers. Now, of course, Florida doesn't have that luxury. You got Miami and Tampa. They're in opposite leagues. But hey, we can't all be superstars. Why don't they put Tampa in the National League and put Colorado in the American League? Both those teams came into the league in the same year. I think it was 94. Colorado Rockies and the and the Tampa Bay, whatever the fuck they are, Devil Rays, Rays, put those assholes in the National League, but it would make an unbalanced league in terms of region. I think they needed the Western team, didn't they? Why does my nose look weird? My nose looks weird to me. What's going on with my nose? All right. Okay. Man spends $50,000 to look like an elf. Considers himself trans species. Why would a doctor agree to do that to somebody? Protesters in the streets after Trump's angry, divisive speech. I love Trump. Gives a hateful speech. Then he's going to have to apologize. Hateful speech. Then he's going to have to apologize. This gif of that dude punching Richard Spencer, he made some comment, and every response to him is somebody with that fucking GIF of that dude coming up and bopping him. Let me see what time I got here. Oh, and, you know what we never talked about was the eclipse. How long did that last? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. The fuck is that? Dreamland Choir, huh? All right, I can dig it. Thunder, lightning, wind, and rain, don't let go. Don't. Special effects. Ooh-wee. Well, it's killing me. Oh, shucks. What in the fuck are we doing here, man? What are we doing, dude? What are we doing? I'm going to have 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I'll have 2 hours to edit. Be right, cunt hair tight. Explosion. Here we go. Oh. Then we will bring on Bobby Dooley, and she is in the...
Hello, this is Bobby Dooley, and welcome. I'm guest hosting for Phil Hendry tonight. And this... is the Bobby Dooley view.
Then, pomp and circumstance.
Yes, well, you know, can I ask you something?
What?
When you start talking, well, never mind.
What do you want to ask me?
Nothing, it's okay. My view, you know what, I just had a thought.
Bobby, would you please?
Bobby, if you're going to do that,
all right, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.